So I think you was kind of asleep at the wheel there for a second.
A little bit, huh? Yep.
So, we're listening to what?
Music with Kara Hour. Hello, everybody.
Hi. Woohoo. All right, so where are we going to start? You always have a good start to your radio show. That was a good song there.
Oh, thank you.
Space trucking. Yeah. All right, so where are we going next?
We're going to go to Wild Hearted Son by The Cult.
I was my mama's wild-hearted son. I was her wild child, though, to be more exact, to be precise in the matter.
I bet you got in trouble.
A lot, but I'm an angel, see? I got this halo. Can you see it?
Mm-mm.
Do you need contact lenses or something? She's trying to say I ain't got no halo. All right, The Cult, Wild-Hearted Son.
Wild-hearted son.
talking about the Emperor's new clothes, and so if you want, I'm going to post that little link to the fairy tale movie and about the Emperor's new clothes.
I don't think I ever saw that before. It doesn't look familiar yet.
Yeah, well, it's got a good moral to it. Anyway, I don't even know what got us onto that
subject. I don't remember.
But anyway, if you go look over there in the Super Chat chat room, you'll find it. The little video of the Emperor's new clothes. The little boy told the truth.
Poor Emperor. Walking around naked.
Yeah, but they was all afraid to tell him that he was, so the little kid, he didn't care. He's like, the Emperor's naked. Yep. Alright, so don't get scammed. That's what we're trying to say.
Right.
Something like that. Yeah. So I'm going to make everybody some clothes like that. What do you think?
I think I'll just wear my own clothes. I'm just going to...
Alright, so where are we going now?
We're going to go to Carnival by Mark Lanegan.
Cool. Has this got any significance?
I don't know.
And you don't know? It's just another one of those songs you like.
Yeah.
Alright, here you go. Down and into the dream. Okay, so in between the radio or the music, we're watching The Emperor's New Clothes. Do you think that guy's going to be able to see it?
No, but I think he's going to say that he can see it.
Yeah, if he wants to keep his job, he sees it.
The most trusted.
Yeah, so we're going to have to watch how this drama plays out while we do this right here. So what do you think? Are you excited? Find out? I want to know what happens here. Alright, so where are we going next?
We're going to go to Even Flow by Pearl Jam.
Even Flow by Pearl Jam. Does this have any significance?
I'd heard at some point that Eddie Vedder had, like in real life, had a bad childhood or something, and this song was kind of about it.
Oh, okay.
Well, in a way.
The little kid that's about to tell the emperor or something might have a bad day too, huh?
Well.
Alright, well, we got to get to the video, so here's some music. Even Flow, Pearl Jam.
Days are
tell you one thing for sure, the drama's getting thicker.
The drama? Oh,
okay. Yeah.
I was into my sandwich.
Can you believe how many liars there are in that kingdom?
If the emperor's naked, I'm going to tell him he's naked.
Yeah, me too. We'll be in the dungeon together.
Nope.
Because I'm flat out. Look, man, you're getting robbed. Dude, they keep asking for gold thread. Yep.
I already got that stack of gold coins.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, let's get on with it so we can get on back to figuring out what's going on. All right, so what's this one here?
Tripping on a Hole in a Paper Heart by Stone Temple Pilots.
Cool. Has that got any significance on you?
The vocalist has said that the lyrics aren't really supposed to mean anything. They're just a bunch of frenzied, confused ideas and delusions. He's tripping.
Oh. Well, that kind of sounds like this video we're watching in between songs.
Yeah.
All right, here you go. Stone Temple Pilot, Tripping on a Hole in a Paper Heart. He's wearing nothing!
They took that little kid though, and then everybody was like...
Yeah! So meanwhile, the other two, they got like bags of gold. They better be hitting the bricks, because the emperor's like going to get them now.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I posted that link over there for you, so if you get a chance to watch it, you might learn a valuable lesson. Hey, so where are we going now?
Now it's going to be In My Time of Dying by Led Zeppelin.
Oh, I wonder if that's the song that those doggone clothes makers are going to be playing on the way out the door.
Hopefully they left immediately.
Oh, man. That story always cracked me up. Here we go. Thank you.
Thank you.
So if you think you're being scammed, you can now say the Emperor has no clothes. Kara was going to try to rewrite my brain with an ink pen, and I said, Emperor has no clothes.
But if I rewrite it, maybe you'll see the clothes.
Probably. If I got ink poisoning, I could hallucinate. And yeah, those are some nice clothes. Dang.
It's not all bad. You're seeing nice clothes.
Yeah, or you could just draw some new ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be better than nothing, I think. All right, so outside of that depressing story, what's that song about again, the next one up here?
It's Stargazer by Mother Love Bone, and it's about his girlfriend that he had, and he had a bad drug addiction. I don't know if she did too or not, but anyway, they loved each other, and it just wasn't enough, and I know he ended up dying.
Dang. Stinks to be a musician, I guess. What do you think?
Yeah, that part wouldn't be great. That.
Yeah. All right, so here you go. You can't rewrite somebody's brain with an ink pen. In mine, you have to have, like, a computer, you know, because it's high tech. What's that look about? Are you saying the Emperor has no clothes?
Yes.
Oh, man. Here we go.
Defies all, yeah.
yeah, that was a pretty good song.
Yep.
So, today we're going to have a mystery song, and you gotta guess the guess the name and the band and the year. I almost said it.
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, anyway, moving right along. This is like the Nothing song.
Yep, Nothing song by Alice in Chains.
Is it about nothing?
I don't know. There was a few different things that I've heard that it could be about writer's block or having trouble recording because of writer's block. Or,
yeah, you know. So like when they got done playing it, they're like, what's that song about? Oh, nothing. Huh? They probably all agreed, though.
Maybe.
Hey, some of the best songs in the world were accidents.
Yep.
All right, so this is Alice in Chains' Nothing song, and don't forget, at the end of the deal, we'll have a mystery song, and you got to guess the band name and the name of the song, and...
The year.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
So apparently over there in the People for People chat room, Yolanda thinks we got in the fridge and got some Central. I'd like to know how they knew we was having sandwiches.
I know, I'm trying to think. Did I say sandwiches? And I immediately forgot.
Think I think we said sandwiches. The walls have eyes, Kara, and ears. You must have heard me smacking on that ham sandwich.
At least all I was doing was eating a sandwich.
Yeah.
It's all good.
All right, so anyway, we didn't get no cookies, though. Apparently, they got cookies over there.
That does sound good.
Yeah. So anyway, on today's deal, whenever you not just win a trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snack, it's like a buffet thing. You get to pig out, right?
Right.
Yeah, so it's extra this time. When people come through the door and see you raiding the refrigerator, be like, what you doing? Well, Kara said it was all right.
Making a buffet.
Yeah, a buffet for winning. Just got to guess the song and the year and that. All right, so where are we going next?
Next is going to be This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us by Justin Hawkins. And on, I don't remember, one of the radio shows before this one, I played it, and the original is from Sparks, and that's the one I played, but this is from Justin Hawkins, who is from The Darkness, and he covered it.
Oh, cool. So, let's hear what this got going on, then. This town ain't big enough for the two of us, Kara. It's on.
Well, I ain't gonna leave.
During the break, it's on. Ah! Oh, she's got her pen. She's gonna rewrite my brain. Here we go.
Time to shame you, time the mammals are your favorite time, and you want her tonight. Heartbeat, increasing heartbeat, you hear the thunder of step, even rhinos, elephants, and techie tigers. Thank you.
So that dead spot in the song was actually meant to be there.
Yeah. Yeah, if you watch the music video, it makes sense, but if you're not watching it, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, everything just stopped, and I looked over there at Sam, and I'm like, what? And you reassured me.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah, first time I heard it, I was like, wait.
All right, something was wrong with the video, I guess, no?
Nope.
All right, so where are we going now?
This will be the last one, except for the mystery song, and it's Stone the Crow by Down.
Stone the Crow?
Yep.
That sounds ruthless. I mean, crows can be obnoxious with that noise they make, but...
they're kind of pretty, though.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Alrighty then, it's time y'all been waiting for us. Today's song is the Mega Buffet song, aka Mystery Song. So if you get this one right, you win an all-expense trip to your refrigerator to just pig out and eat everything in sight as fast as you can cram it down. So it's a Mega Buffet song. You guess this one right here, you gotta guess the name of the song, the band, and the year. And there you go. Oh, good luck. So here you go.